Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the iCouple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And man, oh man, what a day. What a day. And we are just getting started on a trash talking Tuesday. And there is plenty to talk about. Big day, huge day in the NFL. And we will get into all of that and then some. And also some interesting things going on in the association. So you want to keep it locked right here at Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. It is the iCouple for 3 hours, so keep it steady with us. What's up, man? How you doing, Rob Parker?
I'm doing okay.
You all right? Yeah, you got soup in your mouth? Or?
No, I know, right? It feels like that. I've been
you feeling all right?
Been resting all day, so I'm just kind of like a little foggy. I'll jump out of it. But yes, I'm feeling better, a little bit better. I think I got a stomach flu, I think is what I have. So
okay. So you got tested and everything. You're good.
I'm all right.
In that
regard.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to fight it off. And, you know, I don't get sick that often. I don't think I've been sick since I moved to California. So it's kind of weird for me because, you know, I have so many things scheduled and, you know, no real open free time. You know, I got something packed every day. So it throws everything off. But I'm here, and we're going to make this work, the Odd Couple, on this Trash Talking Tuesday.
Yeah, we are. We got Ephraim Salaam coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's always a lot of fun. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Third hour of the show, you'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Who'd you trash? Did you do a trash talk?
Yeah, Coach K.
Okay.
Because Saturday, Chris, I get it. It wasn't the best ending for Duke. And, you know, Coach K's last game at Cameron.
Yep.
But then to kind of rip on the kids, oh, it was unacceptable. And you think they wanted to lose on Coach K's last game?
Right,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, I thought that was a little bit too much for Coach K. Just accept it. North Carolina played better in the second half. Give them, tip your cap. But don't rip on your own team. I thought that was wrong.
Okay. All right. I hear you. You'll be at the trash yourself later on in the show. All right, we got the super producer, Rob G, in full effect. We have DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. And on the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve Desager. All right, Rob. It's the story of the day, but there's a lot of stories. But this is the biggie. We've been talking about it for over a year. And now it finally goes down, despite Pete Carroll telling us just a few days ago, they're not trading Russell Wilson. Guess what? The Seattle Seahawks did indeed trade Russell Wilson today to the Denver Broncos. Now, Denver, of course, was looking for a quarterback. They had their eye on Aaron Rodgers and on Russell Wilson. They end up with Wilson and they gave up a haul for him. Seattle ends up getting Drew Lock, the so-so quarterback out there in Denver. Tight end Noah Fant, who's promising. Defensive lineman Shelby Harris, another starter. Two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and a fifth-round pick for Russell Wilson and a fourth-round draft pick. Rob Parker, your thoughts?
First, I want to say I told you that that was the best thing for Seattle to do, that they had too many holes.
You told me.
Yeah, that it didn't make sense to keep them. No, it didn't make sense to keep them, that you had to make a trade.
You saying that like that was definitively the right thing to do.
It was.
That's just your opinion.
No, I know, but your opinion was to get rid of Pete Carroll, and I was like, no, it ain't Pete Carroll.
My opinion was correct.
No, it wasn't. Your opinion was wrong because ownership did what I said because they weren't going to win just by having Russell Wilson.
Every year,
no, they weren't going to win by just the team was too many holes, too many things needed to be fixed. So they made the right decision and they did what they were supposed to do. They got a haul to reestablish that team, to rebuild it. I love what Seattle did. It doesn't mean that Russell Wilson's a bum or he can't play. And Denver just believes that they have what they need, and all they need is a quarterback. So they gave up everything. And with the idea, maybe they think they're the Rams and they can just win a Super Bowl because they feel like they're that close and they're willing to give up draft picks down the road. And if you can win a Super Bowl by doing that, then you did the right thing. But I'm just saying, Seattle did the right thing. You don't give away a quarterback like a Russell Wilson. You make sure you get a haul that's going to help reestablish your franchise. And they decided to stick with Pete Carroll and what he's doing and go forward. I think everybody wins in this. Russell Wilson had been bellyaching about Seattle and wanting to move on, and I think it's the right decision. I think it was smart.
The Seattle Seahawks let the wrong man go. If it was really a case of Russell or Pete, then Pete should be packing his bags. All right, because Russell Wilson is the one who's synonymous with their winning. Pete Carroll was there before Russell Wilson. Wasn't winning anything. Pete Carroll was in the NFL before Russell Wilson. Wasn't winning anything. I'm not talking about USC. I'm not talking about college. I'm talking about the pros. And I just don't agree with giving. They did get a haul. I'll give you that. They got a lot. We'll see what they do with it. But I don't agree with giving up a Hall of Fame quarterback who's still in his prime. Got a lot of good years left in him. Because guess what they're going to try to get with all those draft picks? Another Russell Wilson. That's what they're going to try to do. And this notion that they're horrible. I'm not saying they didn't have work to do. But this is the first year, or the second, in Wilson's tenure that they didn't make the playoffs. And that was, in some part at least, in large part, because he was injured. But they won 12 games a year ago, or, you know, two seasons ago. 11 the year before, 10, 9, 10, 10, 12, 13 in a Super Bowl, 11. Just because they didn't win more than one Super Bowl doesn't mean it wasn't a successful run. What you want, very, very few teams win more than one Super Bowl in any, you know, a decade. But you want sustained relevancy. You want sustained playoff runs where year in, year out, you're one of those teams we're talking about. You're one of those teams that has a chance. And that's where Seattle was with Russell Wilson. We'll see where they go from here. No guarantee with all those draft picks that they'll get back to that. I think they would have been that with Russell, but that's fine. I like it. Even though I don't think it was the right move, I like it because it makes things even more interesting. And Denver now is going to be a force to be reckoned with. Not predicting that they win the AFC next year. It's going to be tough. AFC is no joke. But they have one of the top defenses in the league. Third in scoring defense. Love this young running back, Javonte Williams. Nice receiving core. They lose Font, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton there. They got a nice squad. And so we'll see what Russell can do with it. But that division is going to be fireworks, the AFC West, Rob. Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, and Justin Herbert. That's going to be something else, man. So, hey, I'm happy because it's more exciting, even if I disagree with Seattle's move.
Yeah, I think Seattle just decided that it's time to make a move, especially when you have a quarterback who was bellyaching about being there. And I just think at some point you got to move on. It's okay. A lot of great quarterbacks have finished their careers elsewhere. We talk about it all the time. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre. It's the nature of the game. So it does happen more so than not. I think Seattle did the right thing here in moving forward. They don't have, Chris, you're right. They did in the past, had a good team and were able to win. I don't feel the same way that you felt about them, that they were just going to bounce back. And I think that's why they eventually decided to move forward. And if you can get a haul, it's hard to get trades in the NFL where you really get a haul. And they got one. Now, you're right. Will they be looking for a quarterback? Sure they will. There's no guarantee, but you never know. You could wind up finding a quarterback or a situation or get a stopgap until you can draft that guy. But I love what Seattle did.
What are your thoughts on Denver? I mean, obviously that AFC is to heck their division.
Well, they just felt like
tough.
They had no choice in that. They had no quarterback, and in that division with all the teams, you know, without having a quarterback, they weren't going to be able to compete, no matter how good their defense was. And it was good. It didn't get them to the playoffs. That tells you that you needed a little bit more. And in that division with all those other quarterbacks and gunslingers, now they could at least compete there. It doesn't give them the division by any stretch of the imagination. They still might not make the playoffs.
Oh, no, because Kansas City is, I mean, arguably the best team in AFC. You know, so, yeah, they still got a lot of work to do. But They were tough last year. A tough 7-10. I mean, if you can say that. But they didn't have a quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater, so-so. Drew Locke, so-so. And now they'll have Russell Wilson. So it's on Russ now, Rob. You got the defense. You got some receivers. He's had receivers. And you got a running game. And they've had a running game. What they didn't really have lately in Seattle was the defense. And now they'll have that. And we'll see if indeed they let Russ cook in Denver. All right, your turn to weigh in on the blockbuster move of the day. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you think of the trade? Who won? I mean, both teams, you know, got a lot. So what do you think of the trade, and what do you expect from the Denver Broncos? That's it. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
Hmm, how's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach.
this is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you by AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What are your thoughts on the big trade today in the NFL, Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos?
All right, let's kick it off with Nick in upstate New York. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nick?
How you guys doing? Favorite show, best duo on the radio? Can't lie or deny that.
Thank you, buddy. Yes, appreciate it.
No problem. I honestly think that this is a power trip for Pete Carroll. His age, why would you go against Russell Wilson at this point? I mean, I would love to hear your opinion on that. There's no way you could bring someone new in and expect success. Even with draft picks, it's a lottery ticket. It's a hit or miss. So I'll sit back and listen. Like I said, love the show and look forward to it every night.
Thank you.
Yeah, power play is interesting, Rob. I mean, it does seem like it was time had worn thin between those two. And Pete Carroll, you know, may have won that in Seattle, although, like you said, Wilson won it out. But he is older, but he's, you know, he seems like a young, what is he? How old is he? 70? 70-something?
He might be. He doesn't look 70, Chris. I know he's 71. Got the gray hair, but he's in great shape.
Yeah, he's a young 71. I'll give him that.
Definitely. He still has energy.
They're starting over. Yeah, so we'll see.
No doubt. All right. Maybe he thinks he's going to coach Chris for 4 more years till 75, which is just amazing.
I'm sure he's thinking that, right?
At least 4 years. Yeah. AJ in Orlando, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, AJ?
Hey, what's happening?
How are you?
What's up, man?
We good, man. I'm first time caller.
Wow, good to appreciate have. It.
Don't yes. make it the last.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Did we lose him?
Is he there? I guess we lost AJ.
Wow, AJ, really?
Wow.
Bye, Felicia.
That's tough.
Really?
Been waiting 4 years to get
right,
in.
He finally got through. What happened? Did you hit the button by mistake?
Bye, Felicia.
I think he got nervous.
Wow, Tom in Virginia Beach. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports
hey,
Radio.
Guys.
What up, Tom?
Long time listener, second time caller, guys. Oh, how you doing?
We're good, man.
All
right, so I'm a Denver transplant out here in the Virginia Beach area, a huge Broncos fan, and I have two things to say, one on the trade and one on you guys. The trade, Denver won this trade. This is a quarterback, coach, GM, owner league. If you have all those in place, you're okay. If you are missing the quarterback, you're in big trouble. Now, Seattle's in big trouble. But I don't like win the trade. I would say if you took all the moves this offseason, Denver and Seattle, if this is the Olympics, they're both on the podium. Denver just has got the gold medal right now. Having said that, we talk about the Pete Carroll and the Russell Wilson thing, this is a rare instance where both of you guys are right. Seattle needed to move off of Russell Wilson, get the picks and the players, and they need to move off of Pete Carroll. It's not an either or, it's an and. Love you guys' show. Denver won the trade. Broncos are relevant again. Let's go, Broncos. Talk to you boys later.
All right, Tom. Appreciate it. It's one
they
happy Broncos fan.
They should be excited in Denver, Rob. They got. We'll see what they can do.
I thought the Aaron Rodgers trade to Denver was almost a done deal. Don't you remember that last year? Was it?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a done deal. Or 99% done. It's never done. Yes. Jacob. In Fresno, California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jacob?
Hey, what up, fellas?
How you?
Listen to your show quite not bad. Listen to you guys' show quite often. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he kind of affected this whole deal, if you think about it. If it wasn't
Now they're putting the reports out now that, you know, Denver really was never engaged in Rodgers. I don't know. That's hard to believe. At the very least, they were looking at both of them, him and Wilson.
And you remember when that story came out, it came out from Stink, who played in Denver.
Well,
Chris,
last year. But I'm just saying this year. But, you know, like Adam Schefter's putting out now that, you know, they were never really engaged with Seattle. But that's probably, I mean, with
Green Bay. Go ahead, Jacob.
But think of how much that just changes everything of the AFC West. Now, because of Aaron Rodgers sticking with Green Bay, Devontae Adams is more than likely going to stay in Green Bay, which the Raiders were hoping to get him. And then also, with the Raiders now getting having to face now Russell Wilson besides Mahomes and Herbert, Josh McDaniels and Ziegler are going to have to get nothing but the best defensive players possible, because there's no way that, you know, Derek has in the past gone toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. But nowadays, it's like, you know what? The best thing you can do is strengthen up your defense, get some offensive line to get the rush going, and protect Derek Carr, and then control the clock. That's all you can really do.
You know, Derek's a good quarterback. He's not great. He just kind of a close,
He's a step below those guys. I mean, three guys in that division other than him. And that's not to say he's dog food, Chris.
But
he's just below those guys. That's all.
Yep. I just, like I said, the saying close but no cigar comes to my mind when I think.
You know what? Let me say this, Chris. Monday I gave my midterm to my class at USC, and the midterm was a press conference. And I was Brian Gutekunst. I was the GM. I was announcing that Aaron Rodgers had signed a new contract with the Green Bay Packers. This was Monday.
Yeah.
It was a three year deal for $150 million and then a player option for the fourth year. I just made this up. And then one of my students texted me earlier today. He said, "How did you know this?" Like I was just fudging it, like playing around from stuff. But it wound up coming up pretty close, and I did this Monday, so it was pretty funny.
And he had said he wanted, you know, $50 million. That was the report out there.
Yeah,
so.
But the three All years right. and maybe a fourth, you know?
We got Ephraim Salam coming up in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios in bracket season is right around the corner for college basketball, and our coverage right here on Fox Sports Radio is powered by Indeed. So if cold candidate calls aren't turning into hot hiring leads, then you need Indeed, because Indeed's powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all from one place. Find your next great hire visiting Indeed.com/credit. That's right. We about to blow the whistle with our man Ephraim Salam, former NFL offensive lineman and Fox Sports Radio weekend host. What up, brother?
What's happening?
How you?
Man, a lot, right? A lot.
I know. A lot is going on today, man.
Absolutely. We want to get your thoughts, man. So what do you think about the big blockbuster trade of Russell Wilson going from Seattle to Denver?
Well, it was crazy watching that happen. And I was like, you know, you very rarely get these type of deals for elite quarterbacks. And say what you want, Russell Wilson is an elite quarterback. One of the handful that we have in the NFL. And, you know, getting it done, it was a steep price tag, But it was something I think that Denver needed. They had been looking for that since Peyton Manning had left. Now they finally got the quarterback right. And I think that in that division, with those other quarterbacks, with the Huberts and the Mahomeses and the Carrs, you had to address the situation at the quarterback position, or you didn't have a chance to make any noise whatsoever.
And even with that, you still, there's no guarantee in that division. But I agree with you. If you don't have a quarterback in that division, it's going to be very difficult. And now that they have one, Ephraim, I mean, you know, other than the Raiders and Derek Carr, those are three guys who are going to be around who are really good. It's going to be a dogfight when you're facing those guys twice a year.
Well, that's great because that's must-see. That's good for us.
Right.
You know, as fans and analysts, we get to see these guys compete against each other for the next however long, twice a year. I mean, that's what sport is about, right? Watching these type of matchups week in and week out and really seeing guys who are at that elite status. And Justin Herbert, he's not there yet, but he's well on his way. But to see them compete against each other, opposed to, you know, you being in a division, you look at Aaron Rodgers, and he's had a stronghold on that division forever. Tom Brady was at the
in
Patriots,
the AFC, I mean, he had a strong, yep.
You know what I mean? Like, so that this is more compelling. And I love the mobility of these elite quarterbacks because we get these compelling matchups. Yep.
Well, now where do you put Denver? Are they now in the elite of the AFC? They obviously had a tough defense, some nice receivers, and a running back, Javonte. I like him a lot. So do you put them in the elite group already?
Well, of course, because when you take an elite quarterback and you place him on a team, you change the whole dynamic of the team. You change the whole thing. This is a quarterback's league. Let's not get confused with anything else. And if you can land one of those quarterbacks, then yes, you do. I do put them in the league. Look what happened with Matthew Stafford, right? We just didn't know how good Matthew was because he's been in the sunken place. Sorry, Rob, for 12 years. But you know, he can make every throw. He could bring a team back in the fourth quarter. He can do all those things, and you take him out of there and you put him in a place where he can finally breathe and do his thing. They won the Super Bowl. 1 year, one guy.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. Yeah, what now? I think Seattle, look, like you said, they got a haul, but I think they made a mistake. I don't give up. Russell Wilson's still in his prime. And, yeah, last year they only won 7 games. But
he didn't want to be there.
He missed 3 games, and he was hurt for several other games, or, you know, played injured. And you look at the other years, they're winning 10, 11, 12 games. So I think that they should have kept him. I get it, you know, but I think they if it came down to him or Pete Carroll, I'm going with Russell Wilson.
I agree to a certain extent, but if a guy doesn't want to be there, he did not want to be there. We knew that coming into the season.
Absolutely. You got to move a guy like that.
You don't want to lose him, right? So what you want to do is you want to get a king's ransom that will get your organization headed back in the direction you want with some prime assets. And I think they were able to accomplish that. I mean, they got – you know, they got draft picks out the wazoo. Noah Fant is an excellent tight end. They got an offensive line piece. Now it's up to the front office. Right now it's up to the guys upstairs to do what they're supposed to do with those picks, whether they package those picks or whatever and find another piece. Whatever that is, it's time for the powers to be upstairs to now make that a viable team.
Ephraim, I had said all along, I thought either Aaron Rodgers would retire or come back to Green Bay. I never saw him leaving. I just didn't. I always believed it was going to be one or the other. Obviously, he's coming back, and he got a big pay raise and the highest paid quarterback. What do you do with Jordan Love? First, tell me about just any thoughts on the deal, and then what do you do with Jordan Love? Do you have to move that guy? Obviously, he's not going to be playing for another 3 or 4 years. It doesn't make sense to keep a guy around who eventually will have to get paid something, right? He was a first-round pick. What do you do with him?
For them, in terms of if he is considered an asset, then you would definitely want to move him, right? You try to get, some different players or a pick or something for him, because he's just going to be sitting there, right? And you don't want to bank on, oh, what if Aaron gets hurt, then we'll have – nah, you don't want to do that. What you do is you find an old free agent quarterback, you bring him in, he could be the backup. But you don't want to sit on a young talent like that that you use the first-round draft pick on. No matter what they say, he hasn't played enough for people to know what he brings to the table. The fact that he was a first-round draft pick still holds value. So you got to move him. You got to get something in return.
Maybe Seattle wants him, right? Maybe Seattle. Maybe they'll give it a shot. You never know.
Well, that's a whole nother. Right, exactly. There's a lot of teams out there looking for a young talent to come in and be quarterback. And in terms of that contract, goodness gracious, what was it, $156 million guaranteed or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
We doing NBA deals now, y'all. Hey.
I know. Hey. Despite the union, they're doing NBA deals.
Hey, Ephraim, you mentioned the NBA. Let's go there. I'm sure you saw Russell Westbrook and his comments about, being called Westbrook and the impact it's having on his family. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we sign up for that.
All right. Thank you, Ephraim.
We sign up for it.
When you work at the post office, nobody's going to do that. Yep.
You make $47 million a year, $45 million a year, brother. You sign up for that. All right? The one thing we can control is how we play. That's what we can control. As athletes, we can't control when we play, how long we play, but we can control how we play. He's not interested, based on his own comments, not anybody else's, not the media's, his own comments on how he plays, right? Remember, I've earned the right to do this. I've earned the right to do that. I don't care if I turn the ball over. I don't care if I miss a shot. Hey, look, man, you can't come out, play bad, make comments like that, and expect to be impervious to what people are going to say to you. No, man. Hey, look, we get it. It's getting under your skin. Play better. Play better. Guess what? It goes away.
It does go away.
Play better, it goes away.
Time. Like, look, you're in a public profession.
Right.
We all are.
And we all are, too.
Not just sports. It's entertainment, politics. There are a lot of public professions. And you better be ready to be criticized at times. And sometimes even mocked or ridiculed, if that's what it comes to.
Yeah, if you're stinking up the job, then yeah, you will be ridiculed if you're in the public eye. Whether it be a politician, an athlete, an actress, a singer, whatever that is.
Yep.
Right? Yep. You're an A-list celebrity. You do a terrible movie. What's going to happen?
Yep, you're right.
Right? That's what it is.
Every game too, I said this to Chris a couple days ago. After every game, it's like, well, I don't really care. I go home to my family and all that. I was like, everybody has a family. Everybody goes home to their family. We're talking about the job you're doing, right? Isn't that what we're talking about? You got to stop with the nothing matters. I got my family, and that's all that matters. That's not what we're doing here. It's just not.
No, and when you start saying stuff, oh, it's just a game and doing all of that.
Right.
Well, then don't take it so personal. If it's just a game, don't take it personal. Just let it go. When you leave the arena, leave it there and go home to your big ass houses and do all the stuff.
Your family,
right? And leave it at the workplace.
Right. Yeah. I think the thing is, I mean, and we got to run, but he should be willing to be a sixth man if that's what it's called for. His legacy set. So coming off the bench on a team that could contend.
Yeah, but egos, man. You know guys' egos.
I don't think Ephraim, he doesn't have the skill set in this system and situation to really be, to be honest, be that much better, because he just can't shoot.
No.
You know?
He cannot shoot.
Yeah.
His basketball IQ is diminished greatly. Right. He can't read the floor. He get the passing. The transition, like 1-on-4 fast breaks, and you can't jump like you used to. Come on, man.
You
got to know this stuff, though.
You're right. All right. That's our man, Ephraim Salam. We appreciate the knowledge, brother.
Absolutely, brother. Y'all stay safe.
Yep. All right, Shekel City is next. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Come on, Chris. I can't believe he trashed me like that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never see me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
name. That's my game, bro.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're tuned into The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, and if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. It is time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shackle City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, and Rob Parker will be back in a moment. I think, you know, he's on that special diet, so he's probably in his kitchen making some type of bologna, mayo, and salad concoction.
That's all I could eat right now.
I mean, my God. But you're dropping weight, so it's all worth it, right?
No, it ain't. I want to drop weight, but not like this. I'm sorry. I don't, Chris, trust me, I don't want to drop weight like this.
It's getting all tougher to do, huh?
Yeah.
You used to run through these simple.
Yeah. All right, so Shekel City started already. Not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but you know what? It'll happen before the before time comes to an end. How's
before
that?
Before Armageddon?
Yes, before Armageddon. But it will definitely happen. All right. Last night was 1-2. Couple of games lost by a point or two. Were close, but I have a best bet tonight. Nets -4 at the Hornets. Nets are desperate. They need to win tonight. I think they win big. Suns -6.5 at Orlando. And the Cavs -3 at the Pacers. So there we go. Shekel City, Nets -4, Suns -6.5, and the Cavs -3. And the best part is, Chris, now on Shekel City, we list what I did either the night before or for that week. So you get a feel of if I'm hot or cold.
So what'd you do the night before? Your last
1-2. 1-2 last night.
1-2? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So don't forget, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Last year, I believe the best division in football was the NFC West. You had the Rams and the 49ers, obviously elite teams. Arizona was great as well. So all three of their four teams were in the playoffs. And then Seattle, which had an elite quarterback. The AFC North was tough. You know, Lamar and Baltimore.
And they'll be back. You know what I mean? Them and Cleveland will be back this year.
Yep. Cincinnati. And depending on what Pittsburgh does at the quarterback position, they could be back too. But they're always competitive. We know Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. So
until this year.
I would say, Rob, in my view, though, I think the AFC West becomes the best division in football. Obviously, you got Kansas City, and I think Denver is a contender. So you've got two bona fide contenders, in my view. And then the Chargers should be, right? I mean, obviously, it's going to be tough for them to win games in the division.
Not if their coach keeps doing what he does.
Well, yeah, right. We'll see what type of adjustments he makes, if any.
I'm serious.
But, They are a tough team that it would be a major disappointment if they don't make the playoffs. And then the Raiders are pretty good. You know, the Raiders obviously got into the playoffs this season, and they got a nice squad. So I think the AFC West replaces the NFC West as the best division in football because the NFC West got a little weaker because Seattle is rebuilding. San Francisco, we don't know what's going to happen at the quarterback position for them. It could most likely looks like it'll be, you know, a newcomer in Trey Lance. And then Arizona's got, you know, controversy going on with Kyler Murray. So that's, I think they become the best division in the league, Rob. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, I mean, probably. I think that's a fair assessment. Hey, Rob G, can you jump in for a second? I want to ask him this, Chris.
About the Raiders?
Yeah, just about Rob G, you there?
I'm always here for you, Rob Parker.
All right. I'm asking. All right. So with that, when that trade goes down, do you think to yourself as a Raiders fan, oh, there goes the playoffs for the next 8 years? Or like that division is so stacked, or you believe they still can come out of that division despite all those quarterbacks? Because you guys, the Raiders, have the least – The I don't want to say the worst quarterback.
You can say he's the worst quarterback.
But he is.
All right, in the division.
He's not bad,
you know what I mean?
He's the worst one.
But did you think that today when the trade went down?
I never viewed the Raiders as a division-winning team anyways. Like, I thought they could get a wild card. I still think that they're capable of getting a wild card. My first thought was, well, you know, the Broncos are now the team to beat in that division. Because
over Kansas City,
yeah,
huh?
Because they don't have the high-end talent. They don't have the Mahomes, Kelce, Hill trio. but everybody else throughout there, they also don't have a Daniel Sorensen problem. Like, they don't have a cornerback problem the same way that Kansas City does. Denver's roster, top to bottom, is fantastic, but nobody ever noticed because their quarterback was so bad.
Right.
Like, you didn't realize how loaded they were. And now they got a quarterback, and say what you want about Russell Wilson. I don't know if he's as good as his reputation suggests, but he's a hell of a lot better than Teddy Bridgewater and Drew
Locke. So you got them winning the division.
I think they should win the division. Yeah, if they don't, it'll be because coaching messed them up because they have a rookie coach.
Well, look, and they gave – I mean, they were about as good a 7 and 10 as you can get.
Yeah.
Now, that might sound crazy, but, you know, they played some teams tough. So, all right, 2 hours left on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Lock it.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.